A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello there, my very good friends. Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling, here at this bright early hour on Monday morning to tell you what went down at AEW Dynasty. Look at that logo. Look how lovely that fits in with the new What Culture color scheme. Purple and gold, baby. It's the way forward. Before we dive into the main card, let's kick off by just briefly summarizing what happened on the 0 Hour pre-show. The first match on here was Trent Barretta defeating Matt Sydal. Afterwards, he beat the crap out of Mike Sydal as well, until Chuck Taylor came down and said, "Hey, Trent Barretta, you're not returning my calls. You're not returning my texts. What's going on? You're being a prick." And Trent said, "Hey, listen, I don't know where your loyalties lie, but you've got until Wednesday to give me an answer, setting up some kind of best friends cliffhanger thing development for the upcoming episode of Dynamite." In the second match on this lineup, it was Katsuyori Shibata and Orange Cassidy defeating Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty when Orange Cassidy scored the pin on Lee. Good little match. Love Shane Taylor Promotions at the moment. Very, very underrated. And in the final match, the most notable match, I mean, you kind of guessed it already, right? By the way, huge spoilers all over this video if you hadn't already guessed. But the Bang Bang Gang of Jay White and the Guns defeated the Acclaimed to unify the AEW and Ring of Honor Trios World titles. They're the undisputed Trios World champions now, I guess. Max Caster's rap was a little bit dodgy. Probably skip that. But there you go. Bullet Club Gold, the Bang Bang Gang, whatever you want to call them, are your unified Trios champions in AEW. Right! Let's get to the big business on this show. We kick things off with Kazuchika Okada defeating Pac in an extremely great, is that even a good phrase? Extremely great? I don't know. But this was like a perfect pay-per-view opener. Okada was a complete asshole throughout, and he ended up getting the victory after getting his knees up on a Black Arrow and then hitting the Rainmaker. But afterwards, the cameras kind of lingered on Pac a little bit. The crowd were given a chance to give him a standing ovation and serenade him on his way out, because it's not often, unfortunately, over the past few years that we've seen Pac be able to have these big singles matches, because he's simply just not been around a lot for a variety of reasons. So really, really gratifying to see him deliver this kind of performance once again. I mean, everyone who's seen him knows that he's excellent. He's one of the best in the world on his day. It's just a shame that due to injuries and other things, his day doesn't come around all that often. I hope it does going forward. I hope this is the beginning of a long, long run. And Luke Okada is just wonderful in this asshole dickhead role, whatever you want to call it. Before we move on, though, just a quick reminder that Simon Miller will be here with Ups and Downs later on. That gives you a more comprehensive review. We don't do a play-by-play, move-by-move breakdown on what went down. We just give you a summary of the vibes. And of course, the boys will be here later on the What Culture Wrestling podcast channel as well to give you the most comprehensive review of AEW Dynasty you'll find anywhere on the internet. But after Pac versus Okada, what did we have? We had the House of Black defeating Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe, and Adam Copeland, when Adam Copeland was pinned by Malakai Black after taking the Mist to the face and the end. You would imagine that this pinfall will set up a TNT title match between Copeland and Malakai Black. They've been teasing that for a little while, and this would be a very logical way to lead into that. You also wonder if The Mist, which has a history of corrupting people in AEW, will have a similar impact on Copeland, who has played the villain several times in his past, and he's been a dark, scary goth man several times in his past as well. So it'll be interesting to see what direction his character takes, and also Malakai Black singles match. They don't happen often these days, as has been talked about a lot online, so that is always something to look forward to as well. I'm sure they'll work to a very high standard, and this was a really great trios match. After that, we had Willow Nightingale defeating Julia Hart to become the TBS champion. This was the shortest match on the card, but a really good back and forth, eventually won by Willow via the Dr. Bomb on Julia. But the match itself is obviously going to be a little bit overshadowed by the post-match, which was Mercedes Moné, the CEO, coming down to the ring after Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway had celebrated with Willow. When Mercedes came down, a little Double or Nothing logo appeared on the smaller screen beneath the giant screen. That match is now set for the May pay-per-view, which we kind of thought would be the case. Mercedes, not cleared at the moment, but she will be by Double or Nothing, according to Tony Khan. This was always going to be the direction. They've teased it. Willow, of course, was Mercedes' opponent when she got injured last year. That's the direction they've been heading. Be interesting to see if they do anything with Mercedes' character, which has been a little bit, dare I say, a little bit 2019 WWE Raw these past few weeks. Sorry, I've just not been that into it, and you know how highly I think of Mercedes as a performer if you're a regular viewer. But yeah, I mean, that match is going to kick ass. So at the end of the day, stop moaning, Andy. On to the next match of the night. Oh boy, oh boy, this was good. The crowd, you know, not so up for this one, unfortunately. That was a bit of a shame, or at least that's how it came through. Maybe if you were in the building, it was a lot louder, and the production maybe just made it seem a little bit quieter. I don't know. But nonetheless, Roddy Strong and Kyle O'Reilly had a very, very good match with Roderick defeating Kyle to retain the International Championship. At one point here, we got an attempted failed interference by Wardlow. He tried to get involved on Roddy's behalf, but the referee stopped him. This meant Roddy effectively won on his own. Adam Cole was then rolled out afterwards by the rest of the Undisputed Kingdom, Matt Taven and Mike Bennett. He was rolled out in his wheelchair, but he got up and then he walked down. When he got in the ring, while everyone else was celebrating, he gave Wardlow a bit of a disproving look from behind, teasing there might be some tension, some developments there coming from the Undisputed Kingdom. And they probably do need a bit of a switch up, something fresh, something new. Who knows, maybe they're going to try and kick Wardlow out. But then what does that do for Wardlow, who's had so many setbacks over the years? Hey, we'll find out. Either way, really great match. Look, this is a great pay-per-view. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I know I said this wasn't a review show. This was a bloody awesome, incredible card. And just a real highlight for AEW in the year of our Roddy Strong 2024.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This match, maybe not so much, depending on your tolerance of the Jericho Vortex. However, Chris Jericho defeated Hook to become the FTW World Champion. This match was full of plunder. It was also full of chants, including "Go home, Jericho, go home, and please retire." Neither of which are all that flattering to Jericho, who must surely pivot into the heel role now if he didn't already during this match. Lots of plunder, like I said. At the end, it was Jericho telling Hook, begging Hook to stay down. Hook being defiant, sticking up the middle fingers to Chris Jericho. Pretend that's a finger. And then Jericho just biffing him in the face with his baseball bat. Taz got up at one point towards the end and everyone went nuts thinking he was going to get physical. Maybe put that Taz mission on Chris Jericho. But that didn't happen. And in the end, it was just Taz afterwards telling Jericho to get out of there. Go away. Shoot. You're a pest. We don't want you. It's Chris Jericho. He's the most divisive guy in AEW at the moment. Some people will enjoy this. A lot of people will really, really dislike this. You can make up your own mind and let us know what you think in the comment section below. But after this, we got Timeless Toni Storm successfully defending the Women's Championship against Thunder Rosa in a very good match. At one point, Mariah May tried to get involved towards the end, but she was brawled to the back by Deonna Purrazzo. Tony's finish was still a little bit naughty, however, as she hit Thunder Rosa with a low strike, shall we say, while the referee was tending to the apron. This allowed her to hit the Storm Zero for the victory. Luffer carried her up the ramp, all of that stuff. I was really into the Timeless Tony character in the build-up to this. The promo she cut, with the blood all over her face that went a little bit viral over the weekend was just exceptional work. This was a really, really good match. Really strong stuff. Probably the best Toni Storm title defense for me so far. What do you think? Let us know down below. Okay, right. I don't think there'll be much disagreeing on this match unless you hate fun, which some people do, to be fair. But yes, Will Ospreay defeating Bryan Danielson in a real dream match. Look, the finish was a Tiger Driver 93. Ospreay hitting it on Danielson. Danielson took a really nasty bump for the loss, and the doctors were trying to check him out, but Will did hit him with another hidden blade afterwards, after the Tiger Driver, which tells you it's probably a work. Nonetheless, the doctors were tending to him afterwards, and Excalibur pointed out that Danielson was able to walk to the back eventually as well. Look, it's Danielson. He's just a master worker, and he's always going to engineer injury spots and stuff like this for drama. However, if it is legit, which I don't think it is, but if it is, all the best to him in his recovery, of course. And we'll take it from there. We'll probably talk about it on the news in a little bit if there's any updates. Nonetheless, this was phenomenal, blow away, out of this world. Sublime execution and delivery, heart in mouth drama, excellent kickouts, just a wonderful melding of one of the best wrestlers. Actually, I mean, most people who are fans of this guy would say they're both among the best of all time. But, you know, Bryan Danielson, this all-time elite, been doing it for 20, 30 years guy, and Will Ospreay, who is kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? The poster boy for the modern style, the AEW-centric style of state-of-the-art pro wrestling. Just incredible stuff across the board. I don't have enough compliments to pay this match. Big Dave is going to give it like 19 stars. The dream match tag is going to be very tough to use on other matches after this. This felt like a true event, a true occasion in pro wrestling history. And we've got another major occasion, major historic occasion coming up later in the show as well. But after this, look at this asshole. We had the Young Bucks defeating FTR in a ladder match to land the vacant AEW World Tag Team titles, thanks to Jack Perry, the scapegoat, returning to AEW for the first time since last August. He was involved in the finish. It was a fan dressed in black coming down. He was in the Sting mask. He shoved Dax Harwood off the ladder when it looked like he was going to get the belt. Security unmasked him. And yeah, it was Jack Perry, and he did that face, which is just kind of perfect. It's going to be a wonderful thumbnail. But yeah, like you cannot fault the effort whatsoever in this match. They took all kinds of crazy, wild, reckless bumps. I mean, retract the word reckless. They can do what the hell they want with their bodies. It's not up to me to decide. Blood all over the place. Crazy bumps. They went for impact over popcorn, I think it's fair to say, in this one. And that plays to my sensibilities. Maybe it plays to yours as well. But yeah, the first major stipulation in an FTR Young Bucks match. And Perry returning. Always going to be the case. He has really leaned into this scapegoat stuff. I mean, it's wild. His heel character before All In last year, I didn't think it was really clicking. I didn't think it felt natural or it was working to the way it perhaps intended to be. The line about Anna Jay in the first promo was just so cringe. But by leaning in to getting choked a little bit, CM Punk's words, at All In, Perry's gotten really over. Let's see how far he can take this. He's got a real chance now of becoming just a major, major player, given his interest levels, given his current levels of heat. Let us know what you think down in the comments section below. But after that, to close the show, Swerve Strickland defeating Samoa Joe to become the AEW World Champion in another excellent match on this card. Swerve spent much of it on the back foot, selling, but you know, still opening things up with his just ridiculous in-ring style, which is like, I mean, the guy is, I fought this for a long, long time, this Swerve Strickland. I'm not trying to do a victory lap here because a lot of people saw it in him. But I fought for a long, long time that Swerve Strickland had the potential to carry a major American wrestling promotion. Not just because he's an excellent wrestler, but because he comes across very well on TV. He can talk, he can carry an angle, he can tell a story. He's got absolutely everything you want from a headliner. And here he was crowned the first Black AEW World Champion. He defeats Samoa Joe, and it was just like the occasion lived up to what you think it would be, right? The ticker tape was flowing, the crowd were hugely into it, it got an incredible reaction, the celebration was allowed to linger for a little bit as the pay-per-view was going off the air. It was a real crowd-pleasing moment to close what was just an excellent show across the board. AEW really delivering what their audience wanted from this show, I think. I mean, you probably, the Jericho match, you might want to argue about that, I don't know. But to close on a moment like this, genuinely historic, Swerve taking the belt, and to have a highlight such as Ospreay versus Danielson, which is everything that the majority of AEW fans want from the product, and such a strong opener in Pac versus Okada, and you've got things elsewhere on the card, like the ladder match, and Roddy versus Kyle, and just a really, really great show, and at 4 hours with like no fat between the matches, no nothing, no bloat. For me, it really flew by. But hey, look, let us know what you thought of Dynasty in the comment section below. Is it Dynasty? Is it Dynasty? Who the hell knows? Let's talk about that as well. Why not? Myself and Adam will be back in a few hours with the day's news. Simon Miller will be here later on with ups and downs. It's a packed content schedule here today on What Culture Wrestling. But if you enjoyed this video, check out this one right here about the WWE Draft, which, by the way, stars this week. Crazy stuff going on across the world of wrestling. WWE's killing it. AEW's killing it. You probably shouldn't kill things, but have a great day. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.